We got breaking news. The leader of the Trump assassination plot killed in Iran.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Logan Seculo.
Welcome to Seculo. Taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Some of you already called in, and the phone lines are open, 1-800-684-3110. You may be joining us because of that breaking news item that we are covering right now, and that is that Pete Hegseth this morning announced that the planned assassins, the team that was assigned to be, it's strange to say it out loud, I guess you'd say the assassination team of President Trump that was being led in Iran has been dismantled to a permanent extent. That is happening right now. He spoke earlier today. We're getting a lot of updates what's going on in Iran. I think it's actually very good that we are getting all these continual updates either directly from President Trump or from Secretary Hegseth. It is an interesting time, to say the least, to follow the news, to wake up. This happened early this morning. He spoke about this. Actually, let's just kick it right off. Let's hear from Pete Hegseth.
Friday. Also, yesterday, the leader of the unit who attempted to assassinate President Trump has been hunted down and killed. Iran tried to kill President Trump, and President Trump got the last laugh.
President Trump got the last laugh, Will.
That's right. So when you hear about this, and as you said, Logan, it almost seems wild to even think about, but that there was a unit within the IRGC that was given the task of retribution against President Trump, of assassinating President Trump. And that individual who led that unit is no longer on planet Earth. When you think about the scope of what the U.S. military has been able to do alongside of Israel in taking out all of these leadership positions, it takes out individuals who were directly going after the United States of America. It is also showing the American people, as they give these updates, why this is a necessary thing. There should not be a leader of a unit that's entire goal is to take out the sitting president of the United States, no matter whom that is.
Yeah.
Even if it was Joe Biden, that should not be a thing that exists.
So all of you that are complaining about, you know, they needed to sit down more, they needed to have more conversations, what are we talking about here? Okay, they had a Department of Assassination, essentially, for the president of the United States. I think that justifies a lot of what was going on. Phone lines are open for you. As we head to break in just a few minutes, I want you to call in. I want to hear from you as much as we can. We got CeCe Howell joining us, senior attorney here at the ACLJ. For an update on the ACLJ, we always want to make sure you get that. Do we have Jeff Balaban? Is that
happening
as well?
We do have Jeff Balaban as well.
Head of ACLJ Jerusalem. He'll be joining us live, so stay tuned for that. But we also want to hear from you at 1-800-684-3110. For those just joining us, yes, the news this morning was that Iran's leadership, that was specifically their job, was to figure out a way to assassinate President Trump. They have also been destroyed. That came again from Pete Hegseth this morning. We can play another bite, I guess, if we'd like to, from Secretary Hegseth. I think we wait till we get back.
Yeah.
That being said, the ACLJ has been involved in these kind of cases and been involved in this kind of world, whether it's fighting for the rights of Iranians, for Israelis, of course, for the American people, for decades now. So if you're looking for a way to feel like you can be involved in this and engaged in this, there's a great way to do it right now, because supporters like you, we're able to launch the Double Your Impact Month. It's a Double Your Impact drive. You have a chance to double your impact, which means if you give right now, every donation will be matched dollar for dollar. We just launched it this week. We have a growing demand not only for our legal work, but for our work worldwide and within the media, being an independent media source. All of it, we keep it available for you for free without a paywall. That is because you support financially. Also, the ACLJ has done an incredible amount of legal work. We're going to have CeCe joining us in a little bit later. She'll give us an update on all the legal work that's happening right now. So I encourage you to go to aclj.org/impact and have your tax-deductible donation doubled today through our new Double Your Impact Month. Scan the QR code you see on the screen if you're watching. And if you're not watching, you should be over on aclj.org, on YouTube, or Rumble. If you're brand new to the broadcast, I do encourage you to get engaged. Talk to us in the chat. Let us know where you're watching from. Subscribe if you can. We'll be back in just a moment, and we're going to actually hear from Pete Hegseth about the situation in Iran and specifically the elimination of the assassination team.
Right now, your most sacred rights are under attack. Your right to free speech, your right to worship, your right to educate your children the way you choose. If successful, these attacks will have a destructive impact on the future of our republic. We're fighting in courtrooms across the country to have a lasting impact, defending and upholding our values that this nation was founded on. From protecting the rights of kids to pray and share their faith.
The best thing you can do is take a stand. There's nothing too small. A kid who wants to start a Bible club is how the ACLJ got its first case to the U.S. Supreme Court. And today, we would take that case as long as we needed to.
Every victory makes a major impact. And it's only possible because of the support of ACLJ members and champions. This is your opportunity to double your impact to defend freedom. For you, your children, and generations to come. Go to aclj.org/impact and have your tax-deductible donation doubled today.
We've witnessed monumental legal victories from defending the 14th Amendment and protecting our sacred American right to vote, the overturning of Roe v. Wade, and standing up for the religious liberty of our kids and seniors. But even with the many historic wins we've achieved, the battle is far from over. The attacks on our constitutionally protected rights persist. Countless unborn babies remain in jeopardy, and across the globe, innocent Christians are being targeted and killed across this country and around the world. This fight isn't just the ACLJ's, it's all of ours. It belongs to every American who wants to preserve the values and beliefs on which this nation was founded. None of the victories we've won would have been possible without the unwavering support of ACLJ members and ACLJ champions. It's been an honor to fight for you all these years. Join us in fighting for freedom. Have your donation doubled at aclj.org/freedom.
Welcome back to Secular. I do think that's an interesting point we just heard in break. Secretary of War. So then they changed the titles on you.
He's one of them.
Said that Israel and the U.S. will be in control of Iran soon. That is a little bit of a different take. I understand what he's saying here. Temporarily, for the time being, we will have control over the situation going. Does that infer a little bit of Iraq? Does it have a little bit of that? But he very careful and very clear to say this is not a mission accomplished moment. I think they're doing their best to not step in it when they know that that is in the lingering mind of anyone over 40, everyone over 35, probably, who lived through a version of the war on terror.
Well, and I think to that point as well, what in control of Iran means isn't necessarily installing people in to the cities themselves. I think what it also talks about is we already control the skies of Iran. We have air superiority. So our jets and bombers can come and go as they please without the threat of their air force and their missile defense systems taking down our aircraft. So that we're in control of the skies, in control of the land, meaning they have no more operational ability on the land, I think could also be what you read from that. But the entire way this has rolled out has been so fascinating to see the strength, the resolve of our warfighters and the administration and the generals of getting done what needs to be done. And yes, the tragic loss of 6 soldiers at the beginning of this from one of the ballistic missile strikes from Iran in Kuwait. One, as the president put out ahead of time, that is war. There is the chance that you will have tragedy on your own side. I think that that was the where it is limited at right now in and of itself is remarkable, knowing how strong we have gone, the quickness at which the United States and Israel have gone after Iran. Sometimes the speed can be a factor that could lead to more tragedy, and I think you are seeing the United States military in their full might doing something that all the experts that you've heard from all the time, that it'll spark a regional conflict. It'll just be so much that the United States can't even really take on Iran. And to be fair, Iran, when you even talk about this unit that was within the IRGC that would have someone who's tasked with assassinating the president, it is a different war than going after the Taliban in Afghanistan, where it is nomadic tribes and not as advanced as the government of Iran, even though they were, not allowing their people to flourish. They were an established government with established military and special forces and a Navy and an Air Force. And so this is a fighting a nation state, not just a terrorist organization, even though they are terrorists and the largest state sponsor of terrorism. So that in and of itself, being able to accomplish all this with as minimal casualties up at this point is frankly remarkable and not something I think any expert said that we would have been able to do.
Look, there's a lot of calls that are coming in, and look, they're on both sides of the fence here. They're having some issues, and I wanted to take those. We actually haven't had a lot that are questioning this, and I wanted to open up that discussion at 1-800-684-3110. So I want to actually start things off a little differently today. Let's go to Heather, who's calling on line 3 in Minnesota. Go ahead.
Hi. I'm very thankful for the brave action the U.S. took. However, I think it's also, you know, when you use terms like take control, especially right after Venezuela, Trump bragging about taking control of the oil, people suspect motives. And when a school is hit in Iran and people are saying the U.S. is taking control, and then that it's another oil-rich country, it's very serious, reminiscent to people that I know of Iraq. And I think the U.S. needs to be careful, especially Trump and the things he says.
Yeah,
and maybe
Heather,
just back out now.
I don't know about back out now. I was only really cutting you off because the connection was bad. But I understand what you're saying. She was saying she was having a hard time with this. She wasn't sure if with this war, she was happy that we took out the leadership. But when there are things like the school that was destroyed, that, of course, Iranian media has reported, there have been some investigations going on with America and Israel to figure out what went wrong there or if they were involved in it. There's not a confirmation. So I want to make sure that we paint the facts clearly, which is you are trusting the response and the statements from Iranian-controlled media. So let's just get that out of the way. Not saying it didn't happen. Clearly, it did happen. I'm not sure, and it's tragic. War is tragic in general. Let's not pretend it's not. Let's not pretend that all human life doesn't have intrinsic value and that these kind of things happen. They do happen. I do think sometimes the tone needs to be watched when we are talking about this, but also remember the leadership that was in place and how horrible they are to the people, to their own people. Yes, it is a tragedy if hundreds of children died. I mean, I can't even imagine. But thousands, tens of thousands were killed only in the first 2 months of this year for speaking out. Women have virtually no rights. This is not what you think of in terms of Western society. And I want to make sure that it's always clear. Now, in terms of things like we're taking control and all, that's why I brought that up. I said, because it does give you that visceral response that connects it to something that we all grew up in, which was the war on terror. And you can look back on the goods and bads that came from the war on terror. I think sometimes it gets painted a little too broadly as just a negative. I think it ended poorly, clearly. But there was some good that came out of that whole situation. Not to say that there wasn't some overwhelmingly bad issues that did.
Well, and Heather, to that point as well, I think the word control, I think, does need to be taken a little bit in the context of, I believe the Secretary of War was saying operational control, not necessarily America moving in with boots on the ground to establish an interim government or a military rule during some interim period of time. That is based off of all of the other contextual information that he's been giving. But I do understand your concern. As to Logan's point about the news and the reporting that came out of Iran about the school, the U.S. military is saying they are doing an investigation into those reports, into what happened. That does not seem that it was a deliberate target, even if it was hit by U.S. weaponry. There's also reports that it was a misfired Iranian missile defense system because they place military buildings and operations next to schools.
Yeah, I mean, if you look, it was the school was adjacent to essentially the headquarters,
which is exactly what Hamas does. So that is once again using a military installation almost shielded by a school. And then if there is a misfired missile that, yes, we were doing an airstrike, they were trying to intercept it, and it hits a school. There's a lot that we don't know because of the fog of war right now. The U.S. is saying they're taking those reports seriously, and that is a tragedy. There is a tragedy when children are unfortunately caught up in war. As Logan also pointed out, the Iranians who are through their propaganda arms and saying, look how outrageous this are, they have no care for loss of life. They killed 30,000 of their own people for trying to do something we take for granted every single day in the United States. I've sat in the room and interviewed women that were put in the worst prison in Iran and tortured for owning a Bible.
And genuinely tortured.
Genuinely
the tortured that you can't imagine.
For owning a Bible and were able to get out and rescued and now have safe haven in the United States. I've sat in the room and heard their story. This is the reality of this regime. They have no respect for human life or human rights. So their propaganda can elevate it. And the only reason it works is because we do care about the loss of life here in the United States. And we should be concerned by those things. But we also should not let it completely taint what is going on.
Yeah, yeah. There are always going to be bad moments in these wars. It's just sadly the fact. We can't be naive to it. We can't put our head in the ground and pretend it's always going to work out 100% of the time. You're talking about human beings. Stuff goes wrong. That being said, the overall mission is one that is looking like it's going to be very successful. And Will, hey, people are calling for you to run for president. In 2040, this person said.
I haven't done the math, but I don't know if I want to go through that in 2040. Yeah, I don't know if I want to go through that ever.
You mean early 60s. So
I mean,
right? Or late 50s? I don't know. When is that? 2040? It's 15 years away?
Be 40. It's 64.
64. There you go. That's about right. It feels like a good presidential age. Hey, CeCe Hyle is going to be joining us when we get back. And we are going to continue also to play clips from Secretary Hegseth's statements this morning. We got a little caught up with some of those conversations that you guys led, and I always love hearing from you. So many of you are watching right now. I did want to state, for those who are watching right now, yes, the breaking news is that there was a team that was authorized and was running to be the assassination team of President Trump from Iran. And that team, those leaders, have been eliminated. So that is a good thing, but also, again, a wake-up call that, remember, that existed within this government. An assassination team while we were in the middle of negotiating some form of agreement with Iran. So you have to reframe the way you think about the whole world. That not everyone has the same value system. We are dealing with very, very different people. Phone lines are open at 1-800-684-3110. CeCe is going to be joining us from the ACLJ in the next segment. We're going to talk a bit about some of our victories. Then we're going to go back to calls and comments. And Jeff Balaban from ACLJ Jerusalem is going to be joining us in the back half. Stay tuned.
We've witnessed monumental legal victories from defending the 14th Amendment and protecting our sacred American right to vote, the overturning of Roe v. Wade, and standing up for the religious liberty of our kids and seniors. But even with the many historic wins we've achieved, the battle is far from over. The attacks on our constitutionally protected rights persist. Countless unborn babies remain in jeopardy, and across the globe, innocent Christians are being targeted and killed across this country and around the world. This fight isn't just the ACLJ's, it's all of ours. It belongs to every American who wants to preserve the values and beliefs on which this nation was founded. None of the victories we've won would have been possible without the unwavering support of ACLJ members and ACLJ champions. It's been an honor to fight for you all these years. Join us in fighting for freedom. Have your donation doubled at aclj.org/freedom.
Right now, your most sacred rights are under attack. Your right to free speech, your right to worship, your right to educate your children the way you choose. If successful, these attacks will have a destructive impact on the future of our republic. We're fighting in courtrooms across the country to have a lasting impact, defending and upholding our values that this nation was founded on. From protecting the rights of kids to pray and share their faith.
The best thing you can do is take a stand. There's nothing too small. A kid who wants to start a Bible club is how the ACLJ got its first case to the U.S. Supreme Court. And today, we would take that case as long as we needed to.
Every victory makes a major impact. And it's only possible because of the support of ACLJ members and champions. This is your opportunity to double your impact to defend freedom. For you, your children, and generations to come. Go to aclj.org/impact and have your tax-deductible donation doubled today.
Welcome back to Secula. Once again, phone lines are open at 1-800-684-3110. And we are covering, if you're just joining us right now, so many of you are. The breaking news, of course, is that the leadership that was in charge in Iran of President Trump's assassination team, yes, that was a thing, has been taken out. And we've been hearing from clips from Pete Hegseth, who spoke this morning. We're going to go back to that shortly. But I did also want to bring up some of the amazing work the ACLJ is doing. So please don't go anywhere. We'll go right back to this conversation. I know we're going to divert a little bit, Will. But it's always important to hear about the work that we're doing, especially in these months where your donations are doubled.
That's right. And actually, this one ties right in to what we're talking about, because it's a win that comes out of what was the Department of Defense, but now the Department of War. And it also shows that when the administration changed, and when someone like Pete Hegseth said, we are going to focus on the lethality of our military and the warfighter themselves and getting back to the basics of what our military is, it's stories like this that really showcase they weren't lying. They were telling the truth. And the ACLJ had to get involved in this case, CC, with a 20-year Army intelligence officer.
Yeah.
So long, great professionalism record. There's never been any issues with this individual who is in Army intelligence until the Biden administration decided to go after this individual. So give a little bit of the background and then what we were able to accomplish thanks to a new administration and a new mindset within the Department of War, and what legacy this will leave, not just for this individual, but making sure that our military is focused on the right things.
Right. First, I'm going to just say, you know, what a difference an administration makes. And this case history is going to show it to you very much black and white. So our client, like you said, Will, has literally a spotless 22-year military record serving as a senior intelligence office in the Army officer. And Biden administration comes in and has mandatory DEI training, and our client simply objected to affirming a position that violated his faith. It was one question on military training. So he asked for an accommodation just for that question, not to be exempt from the training or anything else, just a simple religious accommodation for the one question that literally made him violate his faith. Of course, he was denied, and then he was threatened with discipline up to and including termination, and then categorizing basically his beliefs as potentially discriminatory. So after administration, trying to resolve this administratively, obviously that failed under the Biden administration, the ACLJ filed in federal court. And we have been fighting this case and demanding that our clients, first, the rights, God-given rights that he has protected by the First Amendment, would be followed. But then the administration changes. And this is where we have a great victory, because we have now a settlement that the Army has acknowledged that our client absolutely did not engage in any kind of discriminatory actions at all. They've expunged his record. It's completely back to being clear. They gave him compensation and paying attorney's fees. This is a huge settlement. And they made a great comment acknowledging all of that, that our client didn't, they regretted their actions, and then our client didn't violate anything, and that the Army is committed to fostering a working environment that demonstrates respect for the religious beliefs of all employees. So again, this is not just a win for our client, but it's a win for everyone in the military that has religious beliefs. They don't have to violate them to serve in the military.
Absolutely, CeCe. And it's important work the ACLJ is doing. Of course, that is domestically. And when you support the work of the ACLJ, those are the kind of things you're also supporting. Now, I do want to move a bit back, and I'll pivot for you for a second, because you've been so involved in our work internationally in the UN, and you know that our involvement. I think a lot of people are looking to moments like this, when they see what's going on in Iran, they see the support needed for Israel, and they're looking for places of how can they help, how can they get involved. The ACLJ is actually a great place to do that, because we've been at this for decades, and you've been at it specifically, working internationally and at the UN and all of the things that they've needed, specifically dealing with situations like what's going on in Iran.
Yes, and actually I was going over to the Human Rights Council in Geneva for this session, which is going on right now, and of course my travels got changed, and that's fine, but I will still be doing an oral intervention at the Human Rights Council discussing the situation in Iran and what has been going on there forever under the, you know, control of the Ayatollahs and just absolutely defending Christian rights, religious rights that don't happen in Iran.
Yeah, I think it's important for you all to know, well, the work of the ACLJ goes beyond maybe the American borders sometimes when it's necessary, when there are persecution going on around the world. We have freed prisoners from Iran. We have been involved in these situations, like I said, for decades. So when you hear us speak, understand we are speaking from a place of authority, not just as mouthpieces, not just as talking heads that you may see on your news or you may see on television. A lot of them do great work. I don't want to say anything bad about them. I'm just saying that we are certainly have a team here that is a next level team.
That's right. And once again, whether it be that victory for the military intelligence officer that we need right now. We need those type of people that have a great career of professionalism in a moment like this. And the Biden administration was trying to change the way the military operates. Thankfully, that is no longer. And you see that in the results that we got for our client, as well as the change in the administration and the change in the Department of Justice, because they were involved with this, because we filed a lawsuit, and the Department of War under Secretary Hegseth. But also, the ACLJ is unafraid. The UN is full of friends of Iran. And we speak the truth to those people that are friends of Iran, that hate Israel, that hate the United States, and yet we give them a forum in New York every year for a General Assembly. But the ACLJ is unafraid to go to those places, CC, and speak truth about the reality of the human rights abuses of that regime, what they do to Christians, what they do to minorities, what they do to people that just don't want to live under their oppression. And we will never back down from that mission.
That's right. I frequently tell our team when I'm over there, because I'm defending Israel, which again is the minority position at the UN, and then condemning, you know, Islamic regimes. And I frequently tell them, just watch my back when I'm speaking, because I am definitely the minority. The ACLJ's position defending what's right at the United Nations is definitely the minority, but we will not be scared and silenced because of that. We will speak the truth.
All right. Thank you, CC, for joining us. We do have a second half hour of this broadcast. If you're watching online, just stay put. We're not going anywhere. So whether you're listening or watching, however it is digitally, we are there. If you are listening on terrestrial radio, which I know many of you do, there are many networks that do not carry us for the full hour. Find us broadcasting live every day from 12 to 1 p.m. Eastern time. That is at ACLJ.org, at YouTube, or Rumble. However you get your podcast, though, we will be archived. So if you're listening to this a little bit later, you can catch the second half hour archived, again, at ACLJ.org. However you get your podcast, just search Seculo or ACLJ. We are there for you. That being said, we are going to pivot back to the main topic of the day. A lot of you are watching, and I know a lot of you are brand new here. If you're brand new here, I'm not going to ask you to donate. I'm going to ask you just to simply get engaged with us. We do this show, like I said, each and every day, 12 to 1 p.m. Eastern time. Plenty of great content that comes up. So if you're watching us on a platform like YouTube or Rumble, hit the subscribe button, follow us, be a part of this community, great community that's always in the chat and that gives us a call. We always want to hear from you. So welcome to the Seculo Group. Welcome to the ACLJ. Excited to have you here. If you are a longtime listener, a longtime supporter, you've been with us for a while, maybe you haven't made that decision to donate yet, it's a great time to do it, because during this month, all donations are doubled and matched. So if you give $20, it's the effectiveness of $40. If you give $400, the effectiveness of $800. I need you to do it right now. Go to ACLJ.org. ACLJ.org. Be a part of the team right now.
Right now, your most sacred rights are under attack. Your right to free speech, your right to worship, your right to educate your children the way you choose. We're fighting in courtrooms across the country to have a lasting impact.
And it's only possible because of the support of ACLJ members and champions. This is your opportunity to double your impact to defend freedom. Go to aclj.org/impact and have your tax-deductible donation doubled today.
Keeping you informed and engaged. now more than ever. This is Seculo. And now your host, Logan Seculo.
Welcome to Seculo, second half hour. We're live right now taking phone calls and comments at 1-800-684-3110. Thanks for joining us. The top story of the day that we are talking about, and of course we're going all over, especially with the currently situation going on in Iran, and that is that Pete Hegseth announced this morning that there's been an elimination of the team who was tasked specifically with the assassination of President Trump. Again, when you even hear that that team existed, you should understand who you're negotiating with when you're talking about, they should be better at meetings, we should have more conversations. Eventually, there is a line that gets crossed. Now, Pete Hegseth also brought up the apparent, you know, gut reaction that a lot of people have, especially if you're in your, let's say, your mid-30s and up, which is those of us who lived as adults or teens through adults through the initial days of the war on terror that then led to the initial years, which then led to a long and drawn out and, frankly, an ending that all of us would love to forget, specifically in Afghanistan. He knows, President Trump knows, that we are all having those feelings, that it's hard not to put yourself back in those shoes. We all remember the mission accomplished moment. President Trump, or President Bush, flew in. I mean, we remember the theatrics. They go after President Trump's theatrics. Remember President Bush, who, again, I don't really have anything bad to say about, flew in a fighter jet, in a flight suit, got off a plane on an aircraft carrier with the giant mission accomplished banner behind him just months after the war had started. Of course, we know that it was a decades-long battle. The Trump administration seems very well aware. So I want you to hear from Pete Hegseth directly talking about this is not a mission accomplished moment. That's Byte 27.
This is not a mission accomplished situation. This is simply a reality check. The combination of U.S. and Israeli intelligence and combat power will control Iran and will control it soon. Sure, Iran will still be able to shoot some missiles and still be able to launch one-way attack drones at civilian targets, and their proxies will attempt to attack our embassies, bases, and soft targets. They are terrorists, after all, and they need to target civilians because they can't fight toe-to-toe. But we will find them. And we will kill them.
Again, very direct words from Pete Hegseth. I have to say, for someone who has taken a lot over the last year for his maybe his tone and his energy, I don't think there could be a better person in terms of his tone and energy for moments like this, where you do feel like you need someone who is strong, who has that sort of persona, who has had television experience, to be honest, as well, a broadcaster who can connect the dots and can make you feel safe and comfortable during times of concern. He may have not been the vocal point or the mouthpiece that made sense before this just because of that. But now that we are essentially in a quote-unquote time or not time of war, I really do want to give him his flowers and say he's doing an excellent job.
Well, and once again, I think you see the transparency and knowing that he has history in the military through the war on terror, he understands, as many of us do, the concerns of the American people, the hesitation from the American people on this issue. And I think that is why he is such an effective mouthpiece for the administration and for the Department of War on this, is to show that we hear you. We understand your concern. Here's why this is going to be different. And I think also playing that control bite that the prior caller had asked about, I think it shows you it doesn't sound like this is a mission accomplished moment. It's going to be just like Iraq when we talk about control. He means operational control, not just of the skies, but also of the ground, meaning they are unable to inflict more damage than one-off missiles here and there. So I think it's important to hear from him.
Yep. Stay on hold if you're on hold. We'll get to you, Robert, Pete, Michael. We also have three lines open at 1-800-684-3110. For a portion of the next segment, we're going to be joined by Jeff Balaban from ACLJ Jerusalem. You know, we have an office in Jerusalem. We have staff that goes back and forth between America and Jerusalem to make sure, and Israel in general, to make sure that your voice is being heard and it's not being drowned out by the mainstream media. And that only happens because your support. Of course, it's a great time to do it. Double your impact month. Scan the QR code, go to aclj.org. We'll be right back with Jeff and taking your calls throughout the rest of the half hour.
Right now, your most sacred rights are under attack. Your right to free speech, your right to worship, your right to educate your children the way you choose. If successful, these attacks will have a destructive impact on the future of our republic. We're fighting in courtrooms across the country to have a lasting impact, defending and upholding our values that this nation was founded on. From protecting the rights of kids to pray and share their faith,
the best thing you can do is take a stand. There's nothing too small. A kid who wants to start a Bible club is how the ACLJ got its first case to the U.S. Supreme Court. And today, we would take that case as long as we needed to.
Every victory makes a major impact. And it's only possible because of the support of ACLJ members and champions. This is your opportunity to double your impact to defend freedom. For you, your children, and generations to come. Go to aclj.org/impact and have your tax-deductible donation doubled today.
We've witnessed monumental legal victories from defending the 14th Amendment and protecting our sacred American right to vote, the overturning of Roe v. Wade, and standing up for the religious liberty of our kids and seniors. But even with the many historic wins we've achieved, the battle is far from over. The attacks on our constitutionally protected rights persist. Countless unborn babies remain in jeopardy, and across the globe, innocent Christians are being targeted and killed across this country and around the world. This fight isn't just the ACLJ's, it's all of ours. It belongs to every American who wants to preserve the values and beliefs on which this nation was founded. None of the victories we've won would have been possible without the unwavering support of ACLJ members and ACLJ champions. It's been an honor to fight for you all these years. Join us in fighting for freedom. Have your donation doubled at aclj.org/freedom.
Welcome back to Seculo. Jeff Balaban from ACLJ Jerusalem is joining us now. And yes, if you're brand new, you may not know that we are part of the ACLJ, the American Center for Law and Justice, and that we have an office in Jerusalem. And we have staff that goes back and forth between the United States and Israel continually to make sure that your voice is being heard around the world. A lot of you are calling in. A lot of you are watching right now. Of course, the big news that we were talking about today was that Pete Hegseth announced that the obliteration, really, of the team in Iran, that their job, what they were made to be, is the assassination team for President Trump, that they have been eliminated. So these are big moments. There's also a lot going on in terms of control of Iran, what it's going to look like in the future, how long this endeavor could be. We're going to be discussing that at length with Jeff Balaban and with you. So give me a call right now if you want to get on hold and get online. It's a great time to do it, 1-800-684-3110. But Jeff, I know there's a lot going on right now in your world, but we are following this as Israel is always, specifically in this moment, at the center of everything.
Well, I'm joining you from the States currently, trying to get back to Israel. They just lifted, they're announcing tonight and tomorrow. Hopefully they're lifting the restrictions on travel into Israel. My flight is not till next week, so we'll see what happens. But many flights have been canceled. Meanwhile, between here and Washington, et cetera, the conversation is how it's impacting Israel as much as how it's impacting America. I think that the last 24 hours, 36 hours, what we've seen is primarily that the late Ayatollah Khamenei's alleged derogation of standing orders, that he knew that he could be taken out, and that if he's taken out or if command and control is severed, that units have free rein to fire at will, basically. And what's interesting is that recently, again, last day, all of a sudden there were missiles launched at Turkey, which had not happened until now. And the Iranian regime, or at least what's currently in place, has apologized for rockets launched on Oman. And so we don't know if this is because a commander decided on their own to do it or because of some other strategy. And that's what's happening. It's little frantic attacks. And the other thing that's happening is that the stockpiles of Iranian missiles, which are massive and actually far more than the interceptors and also cost about 1,000 times less, literally. It's a difference of, let's say, $30,000 to $30 million. Each. Our stockpile, meaning ours, our allies' stockpiles of interceptors are much less than Iran's stockpiles of missiles. So there's frantically, movement aggressively to try and take out as much of their launch capability as possible. All that's happening in real time and all that's going to impact not just the region, but the globe.
And Jeff, once again, what we are seeing is the strength of this coalition of the United States and Israel. We are also seeing that Qatar has now done strikes in Iran as a response to two Iranian bombers that were trying to target the airport in Doha. So the strength, though, of this coalition is remarkable. It is once again going back to the way America used to fight wars back, I would say, World War II, as the Pete Hegseth pointed out today. We sunk an Iranian ship with a submarine. First time that has happened since World War II. This doesn't seem like a boondoggle like Vietnam or any of the other adventuristic wars that we've gotten into.
It's still very early.
It is very early, but the mindset of the leadership seems to be clear about the strength and the mission. And we cannot predict the future. We don't know what the outcome is. But even that shift in the way that they are going about this, of not holding back, making sure to take out the Navy, the Air Force, having air superiority so that when they do fire a missile, they know where to go take out the launcher. It just seems like a completely different strategy than we've seen from American administrations for quite a long time.
Well, this president is a different president, and there's no question about it. Look, he ran on America First, making America great, and he also ran on not getting involved in foreign entanglements. And yes, many of us are remember with chagrin American adventurism or the notion of regime change as though this Pollyannish idea that in other places of the world and other cultures, you know, mini Americas are going to crop up. It's not what's going to happen. No one's expecting that to happen. And there's a difference between America First and foreign entanglements. This is not a long-term entanglement. This is a stabilizing move. This is a move that, you know, the trajectory of Iran's leadership and their capabilities and the interests of our worst enemies and their incursions into our hemisphere really made this necessary right now, let alone, as you were talking about before, the fact that they had people actively seeking ways to kill our president on an ongoing basis. And so bring this back, you know, everyone is pointing to the fact that what was unleashed on October 7th by the attack on Israel, by one of Iran's many, many proxies, one of their weaker but still horrific proxies, you know, that doesn't mean that Israel's behind this, what's happening now. It means that what's always been the case, that America's interests have aligned with Israel's interests. And this is primarily America's interest here on a global scale. For America to be first domestically, it has to maintain its status abroad because there are too many enemies who want us to be not just diminished, but destroyed.
Let's talk about that a little bit. You know, we saw Gavin Newsom this morning. He put out a statement or an interview he was in and kind of inferred and said that he kind of considered Israel at this point an apartheid state. He brought up comments related to Prime Minister Netanyahu and whether he's going to be, you know, what's going to happen in the future in Israeli politics. Of course, as we know, and Jeff, as you know, Israel is no, it's not like America where it goes back and forth politically often. So it's not like, I know some people have this picture of a Netanyahu love fest that's in Israel. It's not always the case. But when you hear words like that coming from the sitting governor of California, who is also potentially running for president of the United States, there is my concern is that even in these moments where it feels like there should be universal support of what we're doing here, understandably, that there's still going to be this undercurrent of anti-Israel, which then leads to, obviously we know, a rise in anti-Semitism. And you have it coming from the governor. To change that tide, to turn that tide, feels very difficult right now. As an American, as an American with Jewish background, I feel like it's even harder.
Yeah, I agree, Logan. It's a very important point you raise, and it's deeply concerning because Gavin Newsom isn't just speaking as the governor of California. You're right. He's speaking as someone who's made it pretty clear he desperately wants to be the next president of the United States. He wants to be the Democrats' candidate. And the fact that he believes, you know, Joe Biden, who was no real friend to Israel, thought it was necessary to say that he was a Zionist and that he was pro-Israel, even though he really was not. But that's what he thought not that long ago, and the people around him thought was necessary to be a mainstream candidate to be the Democrats' leading candidate for president. Well, now, in order to be a leading candidate for president on the Democrat side, apparently you have to engage in absolute blood libels. I mean, these are medieval, weird blood libels and conspiracy theories about how the Jews are pulling everybody's strings, and they're sickening. I mean, really repulsive what he's saying. Not even the slightest truth to it, but he's deep in, you know, sounds like what would have been the extreme fringe before, let's say, 2018. Before the squad came to town has now become the standard. And what's really deeply concerning is that it's beginning to happen, as we see it, on some parts, you know, what they call the horseshoe of, you know, the other side of the political spectrum. And there are people who are trying to drive the Republicans down the same path. And then you'd have two parties basically arguing about the first thing is, how do we take care of the Jewish problem? Basically, you know, what's happened, what happened in during Hitler's time in you know, Nazi Germany, to distract attention from failures of governance. Well, California is failed governance. And so what they're trying to do now is find the scapegoat. And the deep problem is it's affecting our culture when we have, you know, it's so important to talk about what's actually happening in the Middle East, including what Israel's doing and what America's doing.
Well, and Jeff, to that point as well, this is the sitting governor. He's criticizing the administration's strikes on Iran in a podcast on Pod Save America with a former speechwriter for President Obama. And even this person who likes to think of himself as so savvy can't even come up with a new thing to say. It's the fact that he's like, they're kind of an apartheid state. Like, that's the first thing that he can come up with as a criticism for Israel. It's not even novel for that faux criticism that has been going on for so long. That's the best he can do. And to say, like, breaks my heart because the current administration in Israel is just walking America down this path. We have to rethink it. You point out it's the same old tropes. There's nothing even clever about it to be something new political. He's just having to recycle things and try to make himself look relevant, and he's not.
Well, it's nothing's coincidental. The fact is that we're just in the middle of Purim. Really, Purim is celebrated as one day, but in ancient communities that existed at since the time of Joshua, walled cities, it's celebrated on a different day, so it's the day after. So the Purim celebrations, which are still ongoing, which is a story of Esther and Mordechai, and this is, you know, the ancient evil regime. But those were the exact claims that Haman was making to the king. Those are the exact same claims that the Jews have to be wiped out. It's all their fault, and you see what happened to them. You see what's happening to them today. And so, you know what, Will? What works, you know, you stick with it. So if it ain't broke and you want to rile up people and get people savage and behind you, so, you know, blame the Jews for something. And that's really seems to be working now. And so they're not looking for anything new. They're just going back to the old tropes in you know, modern guys.
Yep. Thank you so much for joining us, Jeff. Phone lines are open. I'd love to hear from you. 1-800-684-3110. Great time also to bring out your Bible, read that story to your kids, story of Esther. I think that it will help the next generation, and the next generation of women. Those are my daughter's favorite story, of course, in the Bible, is the story of Esther, as it is for most women, I feel like. But it is a great one to tell your kids and show them the modern parallels of what's happening right now. Do it today. We'll be right back with more on Seculo. We appreciate you calling, Jeff, and we'll be right back.
We've witnessed monumental legal victories from defending the 14th Amendment and protecting our sacred American right to vote, the overturning of Roe v. Wade, and standing up for the religious liberty of our kids and seniors. But even with the many historic wins we've achieved, the battle is far from over. The attacks on our constitutionally protected rights persist. Countless unborn babies remain in jeopardy, and across the globe, innocent Christians are being targeted and killed across this country and around the world. This fight isn't just the ACLJ's, it's all of ours. It belongs to every American who wants to preserve the values and beliefs on which this nation was founded. None of the victories we've won would have been possible without the unwavering support of ACLJ members and ACLJ champions. It's been an honor to fight for you all these years. Join us in fighting for freedom. Have your donation doubled at aclj.org/freedom.
Right now, your most sacred rights are under attack. Your right to free speech, your right to worship, your right to educate your children the way you choose. If successful, these attacks will have a destructive impact on the future of our republic. We're fighting in courtrooms across the country to have a lasting impact, defending and upholding our values that this nation was founded on. From protecting the rights of kids to pray and share their faith,
the best thing you can do is take a stand. There's nothing too small. A kid who wants to start a Bible club is how the ACLJ got its first case to the U.S. Supreme Court. And today, we would take that case as long as we needed to.
Every victory makes a major impact, and it's only possible because of the support of ACLJ members and champions. This is your opportunity to double your impact to defend freedom. for you, your children, and generations to come. Go to aclj.org/impact and have your tax-deductible donation doubled today.
Welcome back to Seculo, final segment of the day. We do have a couple lines open if you want to try to get on, 1-800-684-3110. I do need to take some calls and be on hold for a very long time. So I'm going to start off with Robert in Maryland. Robert, you've been on the air many times with us before, so I feel bad, not as bad, but still feel bad that you've been on hold for 50 minutes. But go ahead.
No, it's no problem at all. I'm glad you all are going through and you know, dealing with a lot of the issues and subjects that you are, especially considering the Iran and Operation Codename Epic Fury. Speaking of that, are the United States marshaling the Central Intelligence Agency personnel and also U.S. Army Special Forces to go into Iran to work with the Kurds and others inside Iran to train them and to give them weapons to help overthrow the government? The Iranian people can't do it themselves. And as good as the Kurdish are, and they're very good fighters, they're going to need assistance too. So that was my question. Do they have paramilitary units from the CIA as well as the U.S. Army Special Forces on the ground right now in Iran preparing to arm the Iranian people now that we have 24/7 bombings and also missiles being fired at the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, their militias, and their army?
So, Robert, one thing I think we should also differentiate for people, a lot of times when the United States says no boots on the ground, they mean infantry, they mean Marines, they mean a invasion of that case. You can almost guarantee, although we will not hear for it, especially if these operations are ongoing, that United States Special Forces, whether it be Delta Force from the Army or Rangers from the Army or Navy SEALs, that those forces are active in the region and doing things that we don't know about, may never know about, may not know about for a very long time. Same with the CIA. Those aren't things that they typically are going to broadcast. The reports are that the CIA, though, is readying the Kurds to make an incursion. The Kurds have been persecuted by the Iranians for a very long time. Kurdistan is this region that kind of spans both Iraq and Iran and parts of Turkey. They are very pro-American. They helped us greatly in the fight against ISIS and are very strong, brave individuals. Yes, that reporting does seem to be that they would be kind of taking the lead going in. And you can imagine that the creativity of the CIA and the way that they will be assisting them would also be assisting the people of Iran. As the president said at the very outset, once we are done with our heavy bombing, and it's safe to do so, Iranian people, take back your country. So I think you may know the answer there, Robert. Nothing we can confirm or deny on the record or that we would ever get from the administration at this point, but I think that's where everything is pointing.
Yeah, we'll hear from Pete Hegseth here in a moment, but I want to make sure we get to your calls. Pete's calling in New York. Pete, you're on the air.
How are you?
Go ahead, Pete.
And I have a concern. Now, isn't it, correct me if I'm wrong, isn't the president supposed to meet with the president, Xi Jinping, correct, of China coming up in the future?
I'm sure in the future. I don't know what the specifics are on the dates, but let's just assume, yes, that they're
okay.
They do have an ongoing relationship.
Okay, here's my concern. Now, is he supposed to go there? And my concern is, the problem is that if Iran had a hired assassin group, knowing Iran was close with Xi Jinping, yeah, Putin, and Kim Jong-un, is that a great time, especially right now, or even in the future? You get what I'm saying?
So, one, Pete, the summit that is supposed to happen is not until later this month in Paris. I think a lot of that could shift, as you're pointing out, based off of the war, that the president may not be going to Europe. That also being said, at this point, I think that the security of the president and those things would be set in place. You know who else wouldn't want the president of the United States to have something happen to them during a summit? That would be the leadership in China, because that would be, right now you've seen the Chinese government say, hey, Iran, we really wish you the best.
Yeah.
Like, just fight your little hearts out. Just get after it.
Yeah, if you want,
but we're
war,
not going to send any sort of military, because at the end of the day, we know that China's end game is they want to take Taiwan back. They don't want the mess with Iran to mess up those plans that they eventually have. Now, that's something that we may have to deal with as the United States down the road as well. But I don't think that, while you can't trust the leadership of China, I don't think that that is something that they really want, is then a direct conflict because their security lapses led to something awful happening to a U.S. president.
Yeah, exactly. To quote Scott Hall, if you want a war, you're going to get one in that moment. So phone lines again are open, but let's get through the rest of these calls. So many of you have been a hold, and I really appreciate it. I know we've had a packed show with so many new people watching and listening. I appreciate it. Marion's calling in Texas. You're on the air.
Yes, I wanted to encourage the new people that are listening that I've been listening to you guys for years and years. I'm also a champion. I forgot to mention that. And that means you just give money to them and you're considered a champion. And there's nothing better than being a champion. But this program is always fair. I'm surprised how they can keep their composure sometimes, because sometimes it's so obvious that the other side is going half nuts, and yet they still have everything on a level keel. And one example of this is, you know, right now, if you don't know whether you want to support Trump or not, new people, there are 30 million Iranians right now that are just fantastically happy because they have now got freedoms. They've been thanking the United States over and over. They're thanking President Trump. And if nothing else happens, the fact that our nation was involved in saving 30 million people from the oppression that they've been experiencing under the present regime, we are on the right side. Regardless of what happens in the future, we've given freedom to millions of people around the world. Thank you for listening to me, and I encourage you to join the program that we have here. Become a champion, donate monthly, and you will be doing yourself and our nation and the world a great service. Amen.
Thank you so much, Marion, for calling one. Thank you for being a champion. Thank you for being a supporter. Thanks for all the kind words. You are right. Some days it's harder to keep a level head than it is. But what I want to make sure, when people join us, and I think what's what makes our show different, what makes our organization different, is not only do we have the legal action to be able to take beyond just this broadcast, is I always want to make sure that we are not just riling you up to rile you up. I actually keep a pretty tight control even on our social media team. I try to make sure they know that we're always searching for engagement. You always want that. I want to make sure that we are presenting it in a way that is truthful, that is honest, that is not about just getting you to click over. It is about giving you the proper information. And in a way that hopefully doesn't destroy your day and doesn't hurt your family life. And you can listen to this 1 hour a day and then put it to bed maybe for some time. Spend time with your kids and your grandkids. Do those kind of things. And understand, we got your back here at the ACLJ. So when I hear a call like that, know that I really appreciate it, because you get it. You get it fully. Even if you disagree with our content sometimes, you understand we are telling you it from a truthful place. It is what I have always loved about this show, and it's why we are completely independent. No one is telling us what we can or can't say. There's no network above us that says, this is what we have to talk about today. We sit in a room with a great group of people, and we decide what the show is going to be. And that's all internal. And that's only because people like you support, because this show is available for free. And it's only available for free. And we only can do our incredible work legally because people like you support. And this is the time to do it. It is the Double Your Impact Month. We have just launched it. This is the first week where your donations are matched, because there's another incredible ACLJ champion or donor ready to unlock a pledged donation. So when you give $50, it becomes $100. And as far up or as far down as you want, whatever you can do, do it today. This is the perfect time to give during Double Your Impact Drive. You've heard about the incredible work of the ACLJ. You've heard the top-notch coverage we've given to today's news. It only happens because of you. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Right now, your most sacred rights are under attack. Your right to free speech. Your right to worship, your right to educate your children the way you choose. We're fighting in courtrooms across the country to have a lasting impact.
And it's only possible because of the support of ACLJ members and champions. This is your opportunity to double your impact, to defend freedom. Go to aclj.org/impact and have your tax-deductible donation doubled today.